This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Apostle Brian, and I'm sitting here with my lovely wife, Pastor Delia Preston. Amen. And what a great honor and a privilege it is to be on your device, on your dial. We are going to speak today. We've got a welcome, and we've got a guest by the name of Vera Venkatesamy, and she is from Focus on the Family, and we're going to speak. This is Marriage Week. But I want to say, you know, we say it's marriage week, but you know, marriage is an everyday thing. It's a Monday to Sunday. It is a, it's a, it's a, it's a, it's just, we're just celebrating today marriage. And so today we're going to speak to Vera, and we're excited, you know, to speak on this. It's a very deep topic, amen, marriages. And in a world where marriages is struggling, we just come with the good news of Jesus Christ into marriages. And so, Pastor Delia, I'm just going to give over to you. Maybe you want to greet the guest.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Tuesday at 12, and we know what happens on Tuesdays at Radio K Pulpit at 12 o'clock. It is the program Salt and Light. And we declare that we are the salt of the earth and we are the light of the world. So if you don't know, it is actually South African Marriage Week. And we at Cape Pulpit, we are celebrating South African marriages this week. And because of that, we've got special guests lined up through the whole the course of this week,
yes,
where we're going to be concentrating on our marriages. And as we know, you know, marriages are on the attack. If we look at statistics, the divorce rate is almost on par with the world in the church. And so therefore, it is really important that we and that we are intentional about having good marriages, healthy marriages. And so today we're going to speak to Vera. She's going to come on a bit later, but we're firstly going to go to a song which is called Emmanuel, and it's sung by Marissa for Hay. Please do not go anywhere. We'll be back. We are back, and we are talking about Marriage Week this week at Radio K Pulpit. And we are talking about marriage this week on Radio K Pulpit. I just quickly want to read Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9 says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor.
Yes.
For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." Praise God for his word. So God has ordained marriage whereby two people can support and help each other through this journey we call life. Amen.
Amen.
And God even likens his relationship with mankind, with the church, as in a marriage.
Yes.
Amen. He calls us his bride. And so marriage is a part of God's heart. It's important to God. You know, he has designed and orchestrated marriage. And we know that the enemy always tries to pervert everything that God has created and what God deems as good. He always wants to come and pervert, Apostle Brian.
Yes.
You know, and marriage, as we can see, according to God's word, it's a part of God's heart. It's a part of God's design. He started the couple with Adam and Eve in the garden.
Wow.
Amen.
Yes.
It wasn't Adam and Steve, but it was Adam and Eve.
And
he said to them, she will become a helpmeet to Adam.
That's right.
And that is how they would also procreate, multiply the earth, replenish the earth, take authority and dominion,
yes,
together as one.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, I just want to say Thank you, my wife, for the way you love me. You know, we've been married now for 26 years this year.
Amen.
And it hasn't been easy. Amen. But we've seen the victory in Jesus Christ in our marriage. You know, we got married for all the wrong reasons, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But here we are, you know, 26 years later. Amen. Four children, four grandchildren by the grace of God. And, you know, it's an absolute honor to do life and do marriage with you, Pastor Delia. Ek sê altyd, sy is my Davey. Amen, hallelujah. She is the love of my life. I thank God for her life. I thank God for marriage. I thank God that I am married today. And every single day, I choose my wife. Amen. It's marriage goes far beyond just feelings. But I choose my wife every day. Because when I look at my wife, you know what? She's aging gracefully and beautifully. Amen. I must say that.
You better say so. You better.
She's aging gracefully and beautifully. But what I do know is that over the years, you know, through the ups and downs, the trials and the challenges, you know, we've just did something, you know, in our marriage. We just said, God, we are going to serve you together.
Amen.
And the more we, you know, look to Jesus, he has strengthened our marriage. Amen, hallelujah. There were times of fighting. Amen. Mm. When I lay on this side of the bed and my wife lays on that side of the bed. Amen, hallelujah.
And don't touch.
Yeah, don't touch. Like, if you touch, it's like a, you know, that movement. And but God has been absolutely so wonderful.
Amen.
And phenomenal in our marriage. And I can say truly today, it's because of the grace of God.
If
it hadn't been for the Lord on our side, and I'm so blessed to be married to my wife. She read that scripture, you know, how can one person, you know, stay warm alone? And so I want to say thank you, Delia, for keeping me warm at night. Amen, hallelujah. And I want to say today that marriage is beautiful.
Amen.
And,
say,
and although you mentioned something about the attack on marriage, but praise be to God. Amen. The Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. So Amen. God is always raising up a standard for our marriages. And so I thank God today for my beautiful bride, my Davey. Amen, hallelujah. I'll choose you again and again. And I say thank you to Christ, you know, for bringing us together. And look what the Lord has done. Marriage does work. Amen. Marriage is powerful. And instead of a contract, because I know that, you know, people wants to, you know, take this thing, marriage, of which is called actually covenant, and make it into a contract. It's a covenant with God. And so I'm always aware, amen, hallelujah, that God sees and God knows. And I want to live my life, my marriage, I want to live it, amen, hallelujah, open and transparent, so that the power and the glory of God can rest upon my marriage. Thank you so much, dear.
And we know that a covenant is an everlasting promise.
Wow.
Amen. Covenant is important. It goes far beyond just an agreement.
Yes.
You know, covenant, it's lifelong, it's eternal. And covenant is so important to God. He's a God of covenant. He keeps his promises. Amen. And so should we. I can remember that before we accepted the Lord, a huge part of our accepting God was the fact that our marriage was on the rocks.
Yes.
You know, there was no understanding between the two of us. I can remember how life was before Jesus, how I felt alone, how we were both doing our own thing, you know, both selfishly living our own lives and wanting each other to meet my desires. I wanted you to meet my desires, you know, and not, I didn't have the mentality that I am to serve, you know. And what makes a powerful marriage is the humility in serving each other's needs and desires and trying to fulfill that, you know. And we didn't know that as being when we were unsaved.
That's right.
All I wanted was me, myself, and I. You must meet my needs. This is what I want in a husband. This is how you must act. This is what you must do for me and for my children. And it's only when I accepted Jesus Christ in my life, when God changed my heart, I realized that And he taught me, you know, that the greatest marriages is the marriages when you die to self, when it's no longer about you or your or meeting your needs, but it's you becoming that for your partner, you know, serving them, serving their needs, putting them before you.
Sure.
And that changed the total trajectory of our lives. It changed our mindsets, and it made our lives beautiful when we realized that that is God's order. That is how God wants us to love, selflessly. That's how He loves. That's why Jesus, the Bible says in Philippians, that Jesus came to the earth, you know, and He forgot all, and He came to serve, you know, as a bondservant. He came, you know, losing his dignity, losing who He was as the Godhead, and just became a mere man and came to serve His people. And for me, that is the most amazing thing about when you see a couple in marriage that have grasped that concept of servanthood.
Absolutely. And it's so important how you look, or how your view is, you know, upon marriage, you know. And what I take out of this marriage, of our marriage, is that if Jesus is not the glue of the marriage, of the foundation, then everything that you do is in vain, you know, because we do it to the glory of God. You know, I cannot love if I don't have the love of God in my heart. And so it was, and people is confusing love for lust. Amen. Many people say no. What I sometimes hear when I counsel married couples, or when I counsel couples that wants to get married, you know, "Pastor, I love her because she's got blonde hair and blue eyes, you know. I love her because of this and that," you know, and it goes beyond feelings.
Yeah.
But it's really a choice, you know, because you must understand that commitment, you know, people is going to, the marriage partner is going to change. We're going to change, you know, our ways is going to change. There's some, the physical part of our, I mean, when I look at you now, you know, 26 years later, you have changed. I have changed. When I met Dile, I had all my hair, but you know, you know, marriage, it took all my hair. And, you know, but we choose to love one another. It's like that song says, you know, it's like Christ, when you love Him, I choose to love you again and again and again, you know. So through the heartaches, the differences of opinion, because you know we're becoming one, and becoming one, it's not always easy. But just because something is not easy, it does not mean it's impossible. Because with God, all things are possible. Praise be to God.
We're going to go to a song break quickly, but please don't go anywhere. We're listening to Freddie Wessels, and he's singing "Sing Out to Jesus."
Hallelujah.
Good afternoon. Welcome back, listeners. And today we have Vera via Zoom in the studio. Vera is the chairman for Focus on the Family. And today we are chatting about South African Marriage Week. Welcome, Vera. It's so wonderful to have you. Please feel free. And just welcome the listeners. We'll say hi to the listeners.
Hi, everybody. I'm so honored to be on your show today, and I hope what I'm going to share will also be meaningful to everyone. So thank you so much, Delia. I appreciate this time.
It's wonderful to have you. We also have my husband in the studio, Brian Preston.
Hi, good afternoon, Vera. Hi. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus. Such a great honor and a privilege to have you here with us. We are looking forward to, you know, to your wisdom in marriage, and you know, as we chat about marriage, and we just talk to the listeners today about our marriage, a little bit of our marriage, and so we understand that, you know, marriage is of God. You know, I believe that through the scripture, the Bible says in the book of Genesis, you know, that God, you know, it was in God's heart, you know, God saw that it was not good for a man to be alone, you know. So the thing that we call marriage, it comes from the heart of God. And, you know, and we also know that marriages are under great attack. And so, yeah, we've got the expert with us today. Amen. And so we're looking forward to hear, and, you know, what the Lord is saying, and through you, Vera.
Vera, just share.
I'm not an expert. Just to say, I'm not an expert, but just a person, just an ordinary person. But we do have an extraordinary God. And that's the only reason why I can share today is because of an extraordinary God. And nothing about me is any expert at all. But I'd love to share real life stories and real life challenges, but to know that we do have such an amazing God.
Amen.
Awesome, awesome. So we're specifically looking at commitment in marriage. So Vera, okay, give us a bit about a background about yourself, and then also, share with us, where does Vera come from and what is your view with regards to marriage and so forth?
Yes. Okay, as I introduce myself, my name is Vera. I'm actually the communications director for Focus on the Family Africa. And we do spotlight SA Marriage Week. It's a huge campaign that we spotlight in our calendar year, simply because we believe, as you've mentioned, that a marriage is truly the foundation for a family. And a family really is what our society is built on. And if we have a good marriage, a good family, we will change our country, our society, our communities will all be changed because of good, godly families. So
Amen.
That is where my passion comes from. But I also have a family of my own. I have a little daughter who was 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I have a husband. And we've been married for 16 years.
Awesome.
And with the 16 years, we've also had many challenges in our 16 years of marriage. So, I'm going to be talking about some of my experiences and also just, you know, what commitment really is in terms of marriage
and
what that word actually means.
Why is commitment considered the foundation of a strong marriage, especially in today's fast-paced and emotionally driven society?
You know, commitment is the anchor that holds a marriage steady when emotions fluctuate.
Yeah.
And we live in a society, a community, where everything is so fast-paced, and
true,
so is our emotions. And what happens is that we go according to our emotions. And oftentimes, you know, we find that couples break up simply because they have now fallen out of love, or they're not feeling in a certain way about their spouse.
Yeah.
And now things are not going well. It's not a fantasy anymore.
Yeah.
It's not that good feeling when you were, you know, when you were dating. And now when real life hits you, when there's financial issues or there's children issues, and then you find that everything fluctuates. Emotions just go from highs to lows. And then you find that couples struggle when that initial excitement fades.
True.
A true love is really about making a decision. And so commitment is that decision that through the highs and lows of life, you can still be through, you know, you can still see each other through this time. And I don't know if you want me to just share a little bit of my own experiences, which I can.
Yes, you can.
You know, one of my greatest examples would be my parents in terms of the word commitment, because they really were role models to me, but had such a short life. So my mom, and I used to talk about this a lot before as well, because it's such a great example of what commitment is. My mom was, they were married for 24 years, and my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And in the months leading up to her, you know, her finally just passing away, which was such a tragedy. I was a little girl.
Oh, wow.
And my dad gave her this letter. And this was literally just a few days before just a few days before she passed. And in that letter, he wrote that despite every single hardship that she had faced and he had faced with her, even taking care of her, he would choose her over and over again.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
And I always thought to myself,
I looked at that lid, and I still have it, actually.
Wow.
And for me, it is something that was just showed commitment
Yeah.
through the highs and lows of life, that he could still be so committed to say, this is the path that God chose, but I am still committed, and I would choose you over and over and over again. And for
That's
me, that is what
awesome.
true commitment is.
Yeah.
And it really means, even for me personally, I have been through situations with my husband where we were business partners. And if you know anything about business, it is high and it is low. And at times, we were really in financial problems
Yeah.
and financial challenges, should I say. And it affected our marriage. And, it affected our marriage. And we were faced with issues where, I was upset and he was upset, but we were still committed
Yeah.
because we knew what commitment meant. It
Yeah.
means that you are making an effort, you are still loyal, you are still there
Exactly.
through the challenges that
Yeah.
you may be facing in this, in life. And we are all going to face
Yeah.
challenges. We need to make those decisions. And the decision is that I'm going to love you.
Yeah.
I've made a commitment in front of God. I'm going to love you, and I'm going to make
Yeah.
or steps, or I'm going to take those steps to better myself. And
We even
yeah.
say it in our vows, for better or
Yes.
worse, in sickness and in health,
Absolutely. Yeah.
yet when things does come, when calamity does come, and we have to make the decision, we forget those vows that we've actually declared on that day of cutting covenant. And I think many people do not understand that the whole officiating of that marriage is the fact that you are cutting covenant, you are making these promises, and these promises are lifelong
It's eternal.
choices, decisions, commitment that you are declaring to each other and before your witnesses and audience. And people don't realize that it's what it's about. It's not just oh, I'm getting married today, and this is just how it's done. It's a ceremony of covenant.
And if I
Absolutely.
may say that also, while there is a earthly witness, because obviously your guest and people that you invite to your wedding, the wedding, a marriage, a wedding is a day, but a marriage is a lifetime, because
Yeah.
after the guests
Absolutely.
go and whatever the case would be, it's you and your spouse. And I in my heart and in my mind, I believe that there is also a heavenly witness. There's the Lord Jesus Christ, the witnesses of the angels,
Absolutely.
the heavenly host, and you're not only making these promises of commitment, to your spouse, but you make it before an heavenly audience. I always say
Amen.
that, because we are spiritual beings, but that was just my 5 cents about marriage. Well, what do
No,
I
absolutely. Absolutely.
We need to go to a song, and then we'll come back, Vera, to our listeners. Thank you for
Thank you
listening.
so much,
Please
listeners.
comment on our Facebook page. If you want to ask Vera any questions, you are welcome. But we'll be back. We're going to listen to Everyone to Know by Bethany Dillon.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here on this terrific Tuesday afternoon, and we are speaking to Vera on marriages. She's from Focus on the Family. Amen, Vera. So there's still a couple of questions that we need to ask, but Vera, I'm just going to condense it quickly and then just give you the time, because yeah, we're strapped for time. So my f other question that I want to ask, many couples build their marriages on the sand of feelings, rather than the rock commitment, which does what does the metamorpho means in practical terms? Because something to speak about, it's always easy, but the practical, reality of it. And then the other question is, how can couples and cultivate strengthen their commitment to one another, especially during a challenging season or time of crisis, I would say. And what role does faith or spiritual connection, you know, play in a sustainable long-term commitment in marriage according to South African Marriage Week's perspective, in your opinion, Vera?
Okay, Brian, there's quite a few questions there.
That's why I'm just giving you the time to speak.
Yes, sure. But it's all interrelated, so I'm going to answer all three of them in a sort of a same, you know, in the same line.
All right.
The first one was building on the sand of feelings. The sand of feelings is really solely on how we feel, and I think we cover that a little bit.
Yeah,
we sway feelings. When things are not good, when things are good, we're in love. When things are not so good in our relationship, or when there are other factors that come in, we just want to give up.
Yeah.
The feelings are temporary. The rock of commitment is actually about building on something solid and lasting. It means saying, I'm here for you no matter what. And it's backing it up and saying, no matter what we go through, we are in it together. And we're both here together. This is a partnership. No matter what, we're building on the rock of commitment.
That's right.
And then the other question was, how can couples cultivate and strengthen their commitment to each other during challenging times? And I think the challenging times, I can even talk about faith now in this. I can give a little life experience and talk about how faith connects everything together. Is that when my husband and I, when we first got married, in the first year of our marriage, actually, we were faced with the tragedy. My husband's eldest brother tragically passed away in a car accident.
Oh, wow.
And during this time, I had never seen my husband grieve, because obviously it wasn't familiar to me.
That's right.
I had grieved. Luckily, I had lost my mom very early on in my life. I lost my dad as well. So I knew how to grieve. But I did not know how to be a wife to somebody that's grieving a very tragic loss, which was a car accident. There was multiple factors in this accident as well. And so I saw my husband go into depression, a very dark depression. And I didn't know how to be a wife to somebody that was going through this dark period of time. And I can tell you, that if I did not have that rock that is Jesus, I don't know what I would have done in terms of the marriage itself, because I felt like I was about to just give up.
Yeah,
sure.
Because whatever I had done, I felt like I wasn't doing enough to be a spouse to him, the right partner to him at that time. And my commitment was truly... it was wavering, because I was like, we just got me. What am I going to face here? Because depression is very dark, and those that have been through it, they know what that feels like.
Yeah.
It is a very dark place in your life. And I can truly say, if I did not have faith, if I did not have Jesus and the Word of God, I don't know what I would have done in terms of being in that age. But the Lord miraculously healed him of that and lifted him out. And I truly believe that base whatever we're going through, just you put your trust in Jesus and just place your faith in him.
Yes.
And because we cannot do anything in our own strength.
Yeah.
Everything that we go through truly is, it really is his story. You know, it's when we surrender everything to him that he comes through and he heals and he sets free. And so even in commitment, even in marriage, we cannot do this road alone. We cannot walk this journey of marriage alone if we do not have, if we do not have Jesus, if we do not have the Holy Spirit in our marriage. Yeah, I hope that answers those questions.
But in fact, it reminds me of the scripture where Jesus says that he is the rock. And if you build your house, build it on the rock, not on sand, because the wind and the storms and the rain will come. And if your house is built on a flimsy foundation, it will definitely crash, you know. But if it's built on the rock, Jesus Christ, if he's your anchor, if he's your foundation, you know, whatever comes, God will see you through and that house will stand. Amen.
So,
and I know how you feel helpless because you can't help this person. There's nothing you can actually do for them. So, Vera, the other question that we wanted to ask is, how can couples cultivate and strengthen their commitment to each other, especially during challenging seasons in their marriage?
Yeah, I think, you know, as I said before, I think we have to base our lives on the Word of God.
Yeah.
And have those moments of being intentional about setting that time to pray together.
Amen.
Setting our times where we cultivate a daily plan when we, you know, when we do our children's schoolwork, we sit with them, we help them through their schoolwork. But then there's times where we've got to spend time with each other. Everything is about intention, you know?
Yeah.
And then also knowing that there are counselors that are freely available to help as well. When we were going through problems, we had to see a counselor. And counselors are very, very important as well. And a lot of couples want to solve their own problems. And then they find that there's no solution when one
True.
Person wants to be right and the other, you know, everybody wants to be right in the relationship.
Yeah.
And it's important that we go to godly people for advice, but counseling is also very, very important. So it's one of the things that we should do in challenging times is to seek wisdom, to
Amen.
Seek counsel,
yeah,
which is very, very important as well. But it's also coming to the point of why you chose each other in the first place. And I think when we work at, I obviously work at Focus on the Family, we have a
yeah.
counseling department as well. But one of the reasons people just lose, when we see couples come in, people lose their reason why. It's as if now we've got two people that are totally different from when they met
yeah.
each other.
Yeah.
And it seems like they've forgotten the reason why they actually got together in the first place. They've forgotten every positive thing about their wife or their husband.
Yeah.
And we need to get back into that why. You know, why did you meet each other? Why did you fall in love in the first place?
Yeah.
You know, go back to that places. But I do think that, you know, we do need to seek counsel. Advice is important. We're setting times in your relationship for dates to spend time with each other.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. I'm not painting a picture where our lives are so easy that we can all go on date nights all the time, because we can't.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have, there's so many things. You've got work, you've got all your kids' activities, you've got homework, all of those things to still sort out.
Vera's
and
just,
your own life.
Sorry to interject.
Yeah, sure.
We've got like, say, 1 minute left. I just quickly
sure.
wanted to ask you, how can people get involved in SA Marriage Week?
Yes, they can get involved by going onto our website. It's www.samarriageweek.co.za. They can subscribe. They will get a 7-day mailer with videos, with a video series to help them. They've got date night ideas. There's beautiful articles as well. So there's lots of resources for couples. And go onto our social media platforms as well. So on Instagram and Facebook, there's competitions.
Oh, wow.
There's a beautiful spa day for a couple to be won. So please go onto our social media as well. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Awesome, Vera. It was so lovely to have you with us. Thank you so much for all that nuggets of wisdom. We will definitely take it with us and for the listeners that has heard in their journey in marriage. Anything from your side, Ryan?
I just want to say that, you know, despite of everything, you know, that the world is portraying about marriage, I'm just a living testimony to say that marriage is of God. Marriage
Amen.
Do work.
Yes.
And, you know, through the storms and through the challenges and even through the highs, you know, because sometimes, you know, people, they, when God increased them and blessed them, and see many couples, they started from scratch, and now all of a sudden God is lifting the husband, then he finds out, no, but this wife is now not good enough for me. And
he needs a
like
new
that.
Model.
He needs a newer model. You know, marriage is still beautiful. It is a covenant,
yeah.
you know, between husband and wife and God, you know, and, you know, I just thank God for my marriage, and it's just a blessing to be married to my wife, the same wife of my youth, 26 years, and we're still going. Praise be to Jesus.
To our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Vera. It was wonderful to meet you. May you continue with the good, great work that God is busy doing, especially in Focus on the Family. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you, Vera.
Thank you, Vera. God bless
you. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the program called Salt and Light. I'm Apostle Brian Preston, and I'm sitting here with my lovely bride, my Daifi Delia Preston. Amen. And we talk to Vera from Focus on the Family. Yeah, I forgot it. Focus on the Family. We talked to Vera about Focus on the Family, and we talked about marriage. But you know, the one thing that I, you know, making Jesus the center of our marriage, you know, and word basing our marriage, living our marriage through the lens of the word is so important. But another aspect of marriage is very, very powerful. I believe that when spouses, husband and wife, are able to pray together, when families pray together, it's such a great thing, you know, when we sit around the table and having meals together as a family. And those are the little things that we sometimes skip, and we're wondering sometimes, why is our marriage in the state that it is, you know? But today we just want to pray over marriages. I believe prayer is so vitally important. Amen. And if you can join me today, we just want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, my God, for marriages. We thank you for covenant, my God. We thank you for husbands and wives that you knit and join together, Father. Lord, today, Father, we want to cut off the spirit of discord, this unity, this loyalty,
strife
in the name of Jesus. I want to speak, my God, Lord, commitment. We want to speak unity. Father, your word declares, there where there's unity, there you command a blessing. And so we speak a commanded blessing over every marriage covenant in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father, where people, spouse, are thinking of divorcing, Father God, of separating, my God. Lord, we pray today, Father God, that you will make a way where there seems to be in a way, that you will cut off the spirit of divorce, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, your word is what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And so, Father, we speak the grace of your glory upon marriages today.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Father, we speak unity over every marriage covenant, my God. We pray, Lord, that husband and wife will walk in agreement, my Father.
Yes, Lord,
I pray that they will have the hearts to serve each other, serve each other's needs, desires, and support each other, my God.
In Jesus,
we pray
name.
For lifelong commitments in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for a blood covering over every marriage over South Africa today.
In Jesus
Father
name.
God, that you will hedge in every marriage, in the front and in the back, Lord, that the angel of the Lord will encamp around every marriage, every family in South Africa, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that your hand will be upon marriages this afternoon. I pray, Lord, that your people will truly commit to each other. Firstly, commit to you, my God.
Yes, Lord.
For your word says in Matthew 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added, Father.
Hallelujah.
And so
thank
we
you,
pray
Father.
That as your people seek you, as your people seek to walk in righteousness before you, that you will bless every marriage, my God, that your hand will be upon every marriage, that they will experience the goodness of God, the blessing of the Lord upon
the
their lives as they walk in unity and agreement, my God, that you will bless their homes, their families, their children, even the grandchildren, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We cut off every attack against every marriage in Jesus' name. And we declare oneness, unity, my God, agreement,
yes,
peace
Father.
In the home,
you,
peace
Father.
Over marriages in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, beloved, for being with us today.
Thank you very much, beloved, for tuning in. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you and fill you with peace. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And amen. God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. please visit kpulpit.co.za.